following program is a collection of stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I'm your host. Happy Love Your Detailer Day to all you wonderful detailers out there. Although you're going to be hearing this tomorrow or the next day or whatever, so it might not matter. But we're recording this on February 15th, so it's Love Your Detailer Day. So I love all my detailer friends out there. Listen, we're going to jump into this. I got to get this done. I'm leaving for Atlanta in the morning. I'm going to go do some cheer stuff. Unfortunately, I do not get to see Noxie, but I just saw him a couple weeks ago, so it's all good. TheDetailSolutionsPodcast.com, that's the website. It's where you're going to be able to find all the links to where you can listen to us, although you're listening to us now, so hopefully you know where to listen to us. It's also going to have our social media if you're just kind of stumbling across us somewhere. It's going to have our social media where you can go find us on socials. And it's also going to have our preferred vendor page. So our wonderful ad sponsors are there. You can go and check out what their company is about. We have a link that'll take you right to their website. Most of them have codes. Some of them don't. But really, you just message and hit them up and say you heard about it on the Detail Solutions Podcast, and they're going to take care of you, save you a little bit of money when you spend some money with them. In turn, they're going to keep spending money with me. I'm going to hopefully make you laugh. I'm a pretty funny guy, so we're going to get that hashtag money, money, funny. And then we also have the Drip Shop page, and that's where you can find the hoodie, the logoed hoodie, the logo t-shirt, the Kong shirts, and the embroidered hat if you want to wear any of the merchandise. We normally stream these when we stream them live. We're streaming on YouTube. They usually go up when I can afterwards. The YouTube is all new, so the new link is in the will be in the show notes. I believe it's at the Detail Solutions Podcast 1 now is the new link. So go check us out there. Go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit the notification button. I have decided I am not going to go and put all the old episodes back up or try and recover the old account. This is kind of a start anew, start fresh. So I'm not going to worry about doing that. I'm just going to been playing around with Canva, trying to figure these backgrounds and things out on my own. So eventually I will start changing everything to stuff that I'm making, stuff that I'm doing. And the podcast will kind of get away from the old look. We're still on TikTok. I was able to reactivate that account. I did delete some of the videos that were on there that featured Jason, pretty much just left the ones that, is about me, or kind of pertinent that's me and the guest, even if Jason's in the shot. So I know he was trying to, completely remove himself from it, but sorry, just because your face is in the shot doesn't mean that I'm going to delete that. So there's a couple of them that still have him there. But it's because the information is there. The information's good. So you can follow us on TikTok at the Detail Solutions Pod. Please go like it, share, subscribe, the notification button, all that fun stuff. Please go leave us a review. 5-star review would be great on Apple and Spotify. I mean, it you guys ask your clients to do it for your business, so I'm going to ask you to do it for us. Actually had a really nice 5-star review on Apple the other day, so I appreciate that. Just need some more to get us going. What else? Angel Wax training at Reds, the Jess Carr / Angel Wax training at Reds is May 3rd through the 5th. If you guys plan on going, hit up Tommy or Rain at Angel Wax. They can get you set up. I am going to be there. I'm going to go and hang out and podcast and have a bunch of fun. So that should be a good time. Plus, you know, Noxie's going to do Noxie things. So that's where you really, you know, if you really want to learn some stuff, just go there. Rain's going to be doing some training on the Angel Wax products, which will be pretty cool as well. So check that out. Other than that, tonight, my guest is Jerry Grant. We had Jerry on very shortly back at SDC after he won an award at SDC. We did, and yesterday was Valentine's Day, so I couldn't get anybody to ditch their wives or their girlfriends to come on and do a What's on Your Mind. So Jerry jumped in and said, hey, I'll do a Q&A with you. So we're going to try and bang this out. Yeah, this will be the one that goes up. Oh, shoot, it'll go out Sunday. When I was talking about, guys will hear this tomorrow. My bad. You won't hear this tomorrow. You'll hear it Sunday. So let's jump into our first commercial break, and then we'll be right back with Jerry. Is your ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details. Jerry, 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 Jerry. What's up, buddy?
What's up, brother?
How you doing, man?
I am fantastic. How are you, my man?
You know, it's been one of those days, but we're not going to talk about it, so we'll just jump right in. So listen, man, I want to jump right into it because we've kind of already talked a little bit. You know, I want to know what's the where, the when, the why, the how, all that fun stuff that you got into detailing, man.
Yeah. So my journey started about 4 years ago. Right around August of 2020, I was working full-time, a full-time job. And like I said, it was August, so Christmas was coming up in the next couple months. And, my wife was doing, Gabby, was doing cups and like little embroidery stuff. She had a little craft shop or whatever. And so she liked to go out, whenever she got off work and just to make a little extra money, do some cups and crafts and stuff like that. And she was out there pretty much every night, and she said, you know, why don't you try to find something that, you know, a hobby that you like to do that you can make money at, and, you know, you can make a little extra money for Christmas too. So I was like, all right, cool. So growing up as a kid, I always liked to detail with my dad in the driveway. You know, we worked, he had a boat, we had RVs. He washed his truck usually once or twice a week. And so that was kind of instilled in me to take care of your vehicles, take care of you know, your belongings, and they last a little bit longer. So I was like, oh, cool. Why don't I start detailing just for like friends and family, and, you know, see, well, you know, just make a little Facebook page, and, you know, I can make a few extra bucks 1 or 2 days a week. That's cool.
Yeah.
And so I went home and I bought some Chemical Guy products. And like most of us, when we started out with Chemical Guys, Meguiar's, you know, that kind of stuff. So I started out, I bought about $400 or $500 worth of stuff. And, I just made a Facebook page, and by Christmas I was pretty much doing it, every night that I got home from work about 4 o'clock, I was detailing from about 4 till midnight, nights and weekends, pretty much every night, every weekend. And by January, I was like into something bigger than what I anticipated. Just doing, like I said, doing it for friends and family pretty much, but it was every night and every weekend. And so I was like, you know, look, I've got to either, and I've got two small girls, Maddie and Reese. And I was like, look, I've got to either back it down and kind of take it back to what it was meant to be initially, was just a sidekick, like a 1 or 2 days a week kind of thing. Or, you know, my brain is, you know, I've always wanted to own my own business. And I had a really good job that I left. So anyway, long story short, by May, I had enough clientele built up. My father-in-law helped me out a little bit. He had a background in business ownership, so he had a pretty successful business. And he was like, look, you know, we'll help you get started if this is what you want to do. He's like, you know, I have faith in you. I have trust in you. You know, I think you can make something into this. So May, I quit my job and I went full time. And yeah, that was May of 21. So I haven't looked back since. I haven't had a day off since then. I mean, other than the weekends, but
yeah,
I haven't had a day yeah. where I didn't have any work since May of 21.
Dude, that's awesome, man. I'm just curious, what were you doing before? What was your 9-to-5er?
Yeah, so right after Gabby and I got married, I went to work for my father-in-law's business. He was he owned a plumbing business here in Southern Indiana, and so I went to work for him for about 6 years, 6 or 7 years. I was a licensed master plumber, and I ran his service department, so I had a little background in customer service and dealing with customers, dealing with employees, dealing with the whole. I mean. And the plan was for Gabby and I to own the business and buy him out. But, you know, soon after after that, I mean, it was kind of like, I don't want to run this big of an operation. This is too big for me. So I went to work for a local, the supply house that we went to that we used. And so I worked there for about 3 or 4 years. It was a really good job, and it was a really good company that I worked for. I told them, like, you know, look, I wouldn't leave that job for any other business other than my own. Right. And so it was something I had to do, something I had to try. And, you know, it's one of those things where one of the things that I always told myself when I got started was I'd rather live a life of OLs than what ifs. And yeah. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather try and fail than to not try at all and, you know, live the life of, well, what could have been.
Yeah, exactly.
So I had to do it. And here we are.
No, that's awesome, man. Now being kind of, you know, every night and every weekend having that work and then going like, okay, let's make this a full-time deal. Was there any like, oh shit, can I really handle, you know, doing it full time? Because I mean, again, you know, nights and weekends, you probably weren't doing as many cars as you're doing now. Right. So like, then you're like, okay, now I've got to fill, you know, more days, more time.
Well, when I was doing it nights and weekends, I wasn't doing as many cars. I was doing maybe one car a night. So wasn't much. Whereas like now I usually do 2 to 3, but back then I was charging $100 to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, shit, $500-$600. This is pretty cool. I could deal with this. And
yeah,
you know,
and then you're like, oh wait, I could charge $500 to $600 per car. What?
Exactly. So, you know, and that was one of the things that I get this question a lot, and every once in a while I will work a Saturday if I have to.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I told Maddie and Reese is whenever I started, and my wife, Gabby, whenever I started is like, look, I'm going to do this Monday through Friday, and this will be my gig. You know, as long as I can stay busy, I don't want to have to work weekends. And so I made that promise to him, is like, look, nights and weekends, I'm dedicated to you guys.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I get asked occasionally if I'll work a weekend, and every once in a great, great while I will, if we don't have a cheer comp or something going on or whatever, but that's few and far between anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the same way, especially if it's a job that's like worth it, right? Like I don't want to go in on a Saturday for like
a disaster,
like wash and wax, right? Like,
no.
If it's a, you know, $600 or $700 interior, exterior, or if it's a, you know, $1,200 to $2,000, you know, correction and coating, then yeah, again, you know,
yeah.
if we're not doing a cheer comp, or if we don't have something family planned or whatever. When you do the Monday through Friday, I mean, do you kind of have set hours, or do you kind of just, hey, I've got this car is only going to take me 4 hours to do it, and I'm like kicked off for the day to go be with the babies and everything? Or
yeah, pretty much. But last night I was actually finishing up a two-step paint correction and a coating that I just finished up. So last night I had to work a little later than what I usually do. But again, that's very few and far between.
Yeah.
Most days and this is a good thing about working from my house, the garage shop we have set up in the back, is that I get to put my daughters on the bus at 7:45. So my day gets started about 8:00.
Gotcha.
So I would say most days I can get them off the bus by 4:00 and I'm usually done 4 to 5 o'clock. But every once in a while, like last night, I had to finish up that correction and coating. So I had to stay out till about 7 or 8, 9 o'clock last night and finish it up. But yeah, that didn't happen very often, to be honest.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, and I'm kind of similar with Hales, right? Like her school starts at like 7:20, you know, so I drop her off at, you know, 7:25 because she's never out the door on time. So we're always running late, but then I'm like to the shop by 8:00 in the morning. So I can get started early. And then, you know, most days I've got cars for a couple of days, so then I can work on them till,
yeah,
you know, she gets out at like 2:30. So I can work on them till like 2:00, go pick her up, take her home, come back and work on it the next day. Or, you know, I can go pick her up, take her home, and then we only live like 4 miles from the shop. I can go back to the shop and then keep working till like 4 or 5 o'clock kind of thing. So
that's kind of like me. You know, I've got the 4-bay garage out in the bay, and it's just me. And so I've got three or four bays. So a lot of times if customers are going on vacation, I'm like, drop it off the week before. I'll have it for whenever until you get back. So, I mean, I've got the space and storage to do that. So that it kind of works out good too.
That's nice. And it's nice that you can throw the kids on the bus. Unfortunately, we can't bus Haley because she goes to school. She's not zoned for. So because we got her into a different high school because of the cheer program thing.
Yeah.
So she's not technically zoned for it, but she was approved. So like we have to get her there. We have to pick her up. She can't just like hop on a bus. That's kind of the shitty thing. But things you do for your kids, right?
You know, the cheers Monday. I mean, it's they're both and my 9-year-old and my 6-year-old are both full time, and Maddie's doing volleyball. So I mean, she's got stuff usually 6 to 7 nights a week.
Yeah, see, that's crazy, man. I always tell people, you know, like I'm glad we stopped with one. You know, I mean, I always thought like, you know, would want one of each, you know, or at least two or whatever, but Haley and Michelle are too much alike. And I'm just the passive, we'll get to it, whatever. And they're just and I was like, nope, not risking it having a third, you know. And everybody's like, what if the second one's like you and laid back and calm? I can't take that chance. Like I can't take that chance having three of them. Three of them with a type A personality, right? Me just like, I get to it when I get to it.
So you probably didn't know this about me, but actually when we had Reese, she was supposed to be a twin. And if you have ever met Reese, holy cow, that is a different beast. I'm telling you, she is my wild child. Maddie is like me. Maddie's pretty calm, chill. Yeah. Like Reese is like her mama. She is.
Yeah.
So Reese was actually supposed to be a twin. And we lost lost one during the pregnancy, but we always joke with Reese, we're like, you know, you ate your other personality, you know. And I couldn't imagine having two Reese's. That would be insane. Like, I would probably, it would be wild.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. And then again, right? Like, then you get them into these, like, you know, travel sports, right? Like, whether it's cheer or volleyball or baseball or football or whatever. And it's like, you know, dude, I wish. So, you know, it's always funny, you know, like when Haley, cause we tried a couple of different things with Haley, right? Like what was the first thing we did was ballet, right? Mm-hmm. We tried ballet when she was like, dude, she was like three, right? Like attention span of a gnat, right? So like, that didn't work out, right? And then and then Michelle took her to a gymnastics thing, and so she did that for like, I don't know, a month and a half, and then she just came out one day, like in the middle of class, and Michelle's like, "You gotta go to the bathroom or something." She goes, "No, I don't want to do this anymore. Can we go home?" So she was just like, "Deuces!" Like, I'm over here. And then we tried the cheer thing, and that's what stuck. Like, surprisingly, she just really loved it. And you know, we didn't know, like, you know, because we did rec classes for like maybe the first year and a half. And then she kept like, you know, I want to try out for a team, you know? And so we kept telling her like, you know, we don't know, like, you don't have a lot of tumbling, like, you know, you might not make a team. Cause we thought tryout, right? Like, you try out, like, and then you get cut because you're not good enough. We didn't realize it's an evaluation, not a tryout. It's an evaluation. And then we're going to put you on whatever team you want. So we're like, okay, you know, we'll let you try out. We didn't think she was good enough. And then she made a team and we were like, shit. And everybody's like, oh yeah, it's everybody makes the team who goes. And we're like, how come nobody told us this?
Oh, that's funny.
But and this year's even more expensive with her being on a world's team because we're doing a lot more traveling. I mean, thank God they got that paid bid to Disney at the end of the year. So, that's like a $800 to $1,000 ticket that now we don't have to pay. So, dude, it's crazy, man.
I get it. Trust me.
And those dance moms have it even worse, I feel like, because they spend like crazy money on uniforms. Like, it's nuts. It's exactly. So how did you get into before we bore everybody with cheer stuff, let's get back into detail. How did you get hooked up with the mafia? Like what made you know, decide that you wanted to go out and do Rennie's training and then kind of become a part of that whole deal?
So, like I said, I started whenever I went in full time in May of 21. You know, I wanted to build that skill set up. I wanted to take that next step now that it was going to be my livelihood, and take it a little more serious than just a side gig hobby that I was going to do on nights and weekends. So I did my research on different training schools, different stuff. And I found his one day extreme training, and I took it. It was up in Auburn, Indiana. So up near like, I think like Fort Wayne, maybe. Okay. Fort Wayne. So a couple hours away.
That's up by Mike's area.
By who?
Mike's area. Mike Cardenas is up in Fort Wayne area.
Yeah. It wasn't too far from where he's at. So I did the one day training, and while I was there, I was like, this was really what I mean, it was just enough, like a taste.
Yeah, get a taste of it. Yeah.
And I was like, man, this is, and that was in January of 22. And I was like, man, this is definitely something that I want to pursue and want to take further. So, actually Gabby and I both went out to Rennie's place in October of 22. And I tell people all the time, and I, you know, just getting back from NTE, I told somebody this while I was out there, that place changed my life. I mean, it really did change my life. You know, whenever, before I went out there, you know, I was struggling as a business owner. I mean, you know, the stress and anxiety and the depression that comes with it. I mean, it was really starting to eat at me and get to me. And I was in a dark place before I went out there. You know, right before I went out there, I was like, man, I'm going to go out there. And if this is not something that I get any value out of, then I'm probably going to end up shutting my business down because of the stress and the anxiety that came with running a business.
Right.
And when I went out there, my perspective totally changed on my business, detailing and my life and personal life. Like I gained so much more than what I anticipated by going out there and taking his class. It really did. Like I tell people, it really did change my life. Right. It changed my outlook on life. And you can ask Gabby. Before I went out there, like I was like I started to get pretty miserable to be around.
Oh wow!
And after when I got back, it was like something inside of me just like it triggered me being down there. Like you know, it opened my eyes, and Rennie really did change my life.
Yeah.
So I joined the Mafia Network right after that, and then I'm still going through the process to be made. So that's my next goal.
Nice. So now before you went and did that one day extreme training, like, did you look at other trainings to kind of see and like what made you kind of gravitate more towards the Rennie, the detailing success training, just for anybody who's listening, who, you know, might be curious.
Yeah. Yeah, so I looked at a couple different trainings around here, a little closer to me, and I mean, nothing that I found really struck stuck out to me. You know, a couple manufacturers had some trainings, and I did some like little stuff, nothing like some online stuff, but nothing like in person, nothing as extreme as like a 5-day training, going halfway across the country to Rennie's, but nothing that I had heard a little bit about the Mafia and the detailing success, and prior to going out and after like taking that one day class, it was like, okay, these guys are legit. Like this is something that I want to be a part of. This is something that I want to take a little further. So just doing my research online about Rennie and the type of courses that he offers and the certifications that you get out there. I mean, it was like, man, I'm going to get a whole list of stuff for, you know, what I'm going to pay out there to do it. And it was like, man, this is worth it for me to do. So yeah. I did look at a couple different ones, but nothing really stuck out to me like his.
Right. And what would you say that, you know, cause I know a lot of Rennie stuff is a little more business oriented. I mean, he's, you know, hands-on with, you know, polishing and interiors and coatings and stuff like that. But a lot of it's business-oriented. What would you say was, like, the one takeaway from that training that when you went home and implemented was kind of that difference maker? Was it the business aspect or was it just, like, some of the training – you know, in actual, you know, work skills?
It was both. I did learn quite a bit, you know, because I had, at that time, I had only been professionally detailing for about 2 years. So before I went out there, honestly, I hadn't I touched a polisher once or twice just to get a feel for it and figure, you know, what I was doing. So I learned a lot about the technical side of it out there, polishing, and then having that confidence that, you know, I could do it. You know what I mean? Learning efficiencies out there was a big thing for me too. Learning how to get in and out on a detail and, you know, still make it look good, but to be more efficient with your time. I did learn a ton of business out there. And that was, you know, a big thing, but also the mindset. Changing your mindset on having a different outlook on your business and a positive mindset really was what I took away from being out there. You know, and then the networking, being a part of the network group, it was like, you know, I've got access to 180 people across the country that are way more experienced than me. You know, I've got mentors. Justin Lobato is one of my mentors. I've learned so much from that guy. You know, I've talked to him usually once or twice a month. And then Oscar Hernandez, I had some personal stuff come up here a couple of weeks ago, and like it took a really big toll on me. And one of the very first person I thought of to call was Oscar. Just because of that relationship that him and I built through the networking group. Chris Williams, I mean, Daniel Gill, Jessica Rook. I mean, all these people that I have access to and can help me through certain situations or certain aspects of my business. And it's Chris Woolman is a bit, that guy, I'll tell you what, that guy is so underrated for what he does. He is a great human being.
Oh yeah.
And what he does is that he doesn't get recognized enough. He doesn't get recognized enough, in my opinion, for what he does.
Well, it's almost kind of goes back to, you know, the last What's On Your Mind that we did about mentors and stuff, right? I mean, that's the thing that I've always kind of tried to preach.
I wanted to join that.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the things I've always kind of preached on this show, right? Is like the networking, like, you know, you can only do so much kind of like in Facebook groups, you know, because it gets a little drama-y or, you know, just a bitch fest or whatever. And it's, you know, it's sifting through and, you know, that's one of the things we talked about on that, right? Is you almost have to kind of interview the people that you're talking to see what qualifications they have, where they've come from, what they do, you know, to be able to know that the stuff that they're telling you is going to be legit stuff and they're not just some, you know, Facebook, you know, influencer, you know, self-proclaimed, you know, mentor, you know, just spouting off, you know, whatever their daily calendar, you know, motivation things. And then they get on Facebook and post that up kind of stuff. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I see a lot of people do that stuff, but you know, that's the important part. And that's the thing that, you know, getting to know, you know, a lot of the mafia members, like after kind of getting to know Rennie and Chris, right, is you're saying the same thing that all of them are saying is, you know, it's a network group that, you know, everybody's kind of been through something, you know, so if you're going through it, there's somebody in that network group. And it's a network group that you know you can count on and you know is vetted and you know exactly what's going on. And you're not having to like, okay, well, this guy said this on Facebook today, but like 2 weeks ago, he was totally contradicting himself or whatever, you know? So that's awesome. Right. Yeah. That's killer.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, like I said, having access to that group and being a part of that group is, you know, you get out what you put in. So you have to participate if you want to get anything out of it. Right. You know, and I'm starting to get, you know, whenever I first joined, I was a little hesitant on like putting myself out there because again, I'd only been doing this for 2 years. So what am I going to bring to the table that somebody that's been doing it 20 years has been doing? But then getting to know these guys is like, they're learning from me as much as I'm learning from them now. I mean, it's like, you know, everybody in that group that participates and puts themselves out there is getting something, and somebody, you know, that could be in the same situation as me or been through similar circumstances can take from that, or somebody that hasn't been in that situation can learn from that too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get it.
Yeah, and you say you only were in it for 2 years, but you had a bunch of experience in like customer service before that, right? And customer service, it doesn't matter if you're detailing a plumber, a waiter, a grocery store clerk, whatever, customer service is customer service. So like that always spills over. So you had that experience and that knowledge that probably made you a little bit more knowledgeable than you thought you were with it. Yeah.
Yeah. I tell people all the time, I'm in the customer service business. I just happen to be a detailer.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I really strive on using, you know, is my Google reviews. I've got over 130 five-star reviews.
Wow.
I've had maybe one or two negative reviews in 4 years, and I made them right. So, I mean, that's one thing I really strive for is customer satisfaction. And that's something you're right. I do bring that. I do have a background in,
yeah.
And that I, you know, I like to get my cowboy hat too.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's take a commercial break real quick and we'll come back. I want to talk to you a little bit more about the customer service side. So we'll be right back.
Cool.
Detailer knows what a detailer wants. Aquatech is a company founded by detailers for detailers.
Aquatech Coatings is a company that was founded on the frustrations that we all face as professional detailers. And that is why we set out to build a company that eliminates those frustrations, to provide excellent customer service, quality products, reliability, efficiency, products that check all the boxes as professional detailers we need and we want.
Find out why so many detailers around the world are loving the Aquatech difference. Join our team today at aquatechcoatings.com.
Okay, so kind of back to the customer service side. So what do you feel like? Okay, so you said, right, like your main focus is the customer service and building your reviews and things like that. So for somebody who's listening to this and maybe is having a hard time like building reviews or getting those reviews, like how do you go about, you know, to be able to have that many five-star reviews? Because that's the one thing that I've kind of heard now is Google is really kind of looking at your reviews and how they're starting to rank you on their pages now, you know, versus like the SEO, like, you know, how it used to be and different things.
So I would say before you want to build reviews and build up that review, you need to build relationships first. I've built some pretty good, really solid relationships with my customers. And those customers have told customers, have referred customers, and those customers have referred customers. It's all about building relationships with people, in my opinion, is the main key part of running a business. If you can build a solid relationships with people, then your business you'll see tremendous growth within your business. you're right. I try to build relationships first. Google is like, that's one thing, like I said, I do strive for is my Google reviews. So partnering with a company like Urable, you know, I've got their software and it, I mean, their system pretty much does the work for me. A day after I complete a job, it sends the customer a link straight to my Google reviews to do a review. And I ask every customer, I'm like, yeah, look, if I exceeded your expectations, if I delivered on all of, on this, this, and this, if you could leave me a five-star review, I would greatly appreciate it. Or just leave me a review. I don't even say leave me a five-star review because I want that to be up to them. If they think I deserve five stars, then that's, you know.
Right, yeah.
But like I said, it's building relationships with people and I would say is the starting point for that, in my opinion.
Right. And let's flip it, right? Because so you get a negative review or you get a bad comment or something like that, right? Like a lot of times, like detailers, and it's not necessarily detailers, right? Like us in general is to kind of be defensive, right? Like, well, you know, you didn't tell me this or, you know, whatever. So how do you flip that? Like you said, you had those couple of ones that were, you know, a negative review or whatever, but you made them right. So how do you in turn, you know, approach that and then make sure that you get it flipped from a negative to a positive?
Yeah. So I will tell you a quick, funny story. Whenever the very first car I ever detailed when I started my business was my grandma's. So I did the interior, did the exterior. And honestly, like I said, I had no clue what I was doing. I just from previous, like on the side here and there. and I didn't do her door jam, didn't do her door jams. And so I got done with the job and she was like, oh my God, this looks so good. Well, the next day she opens the door and sees the door jams are dirty. And she's like, hey, just curiosity. I know you're starting this business. She said, are you supposed to clean the door jams? And I was like, I don't know. Are you? So I'm glad she told me that before I got
right.
way deep. Into
immediately went to Google, do I clean door yeah. jams in a detail?
Yeah. Yeah. So from there on, I learned that you do door jams.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, no, take ownership. Like the two that I had, I took 100% ownership of my mistake. I made it right. I missed it. This lady had like a 2000 Toyota 4Runner, and I mean it was in pretty rough shape. Yeah. I mean it really was, and there were some rusty bolts on the back tie downs, and I mean it was I took ownership of it, and like I even told her like before I'm doing the detail, I'm like, I can't do much with this.
Yeah,
you know. Long story short, I missed a spot, and she wrote a negative review for me. I immediately contacted her, or she actually sent me a text message and was like, look, you missed this, this, and this. And I was like, well, we talked about this. We did this. I said, but you know what? I missed that spot. I said, 100% take ownership of it. I said, I'll refund you 100% of your money. And I gave her back all her money and she still wrote a negative review for me. So, I mean, that's going to happen. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what? So here's what I did. I took ownership of it. I refunded her money. I was like, look, I'll refund your money. I will clean the spot. I'll do everything to make it right for you. She still wrote a negative review, whatever. So I took it and put it on Facebook that, look, I don't just put my successes out there. I also like to put my failures because it shows that I'm human.
Right.
So I put it out there that I had my first negative review. This is what I did. I took ownership of it. I put it out there and I gained so many new clients by doing that, by taking ownership. People saw that I was a human being and I'm going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is I owned it, you know, I owned it. I made it right. And, you know, I gained some more customers out of it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So you can make you can turn a bad situation into a good one pretty quick.
Yeah,
by taking ownership and doing the right thing.
Yeah. And I always feel like, you know, education is the key, right? The more you can educate the client up front, it'll kind of help on that back end of those situations. I mean, it might not fully, because you're just going to get those certain people that all they want to do is just, you know, complain and you miss this, you miss that, or whatever. You know, I mean, that's where I stopped doing a la carte on interiors, because that I had a lady who all she wanted was her carpets and her seats, you know, extracted and cleaned. Mm-hmm. I even asked her, you know, are we, you know, you don't want to do the doors and the dash and everything. And she said, no. And I said, okay, so this is just going to be, you know, carpets and seats, because the seats were cloth. And then it was one of those situations where she only lived maybe a mile or so from the shop. So I actually did concierge service for her as an extra, right? And I bring it back to her house, and then she first thing she goes is, oh, you didn't do the doors and the dash? And I was like, motherfucker, no. Right? Like, I was like, hey, yeah. We talked about this, you know.
Yeah.
But I explained it to her, you know, and she was like, oh, okay, you know, and like she got it, and you know, and everything. But it was because of her that now I don't, because I don't want that situation again. I only do interiors.
Well, I would tell you this is you. I don't know if you what CRM you're using, but again, I use Urabel and Michael and Chris Abens. You know, one thing that they have part of their CRM that I'm started to use is approvals.
Okay.
Is, you know, before I do a job, you send an approval, you send the what you're going to do, the checklist to the customer. And so there is no, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, you didn't do this.
Yeah.
Well, this is what we agreed to up front, and it's already in the CRM. I mean, it's.
Yeah. And I know
so that would be something.
Yeah. And even if you, so for anybody who's listening, doesn't using a CRM, You can even get forms. Like I know Jonathan Michael Monson, who we just had on the last episode. He's big on that. You know, he does check sheets where he walks around the car and you got a dent here, you got a scratch there, and this and that, and da da da. And he has a customer sign off because then sometimes, right, like, you know, well, I don't remember signing that on a, you know, electronic thing. You just scribbled something or, you know, whatever, where at least if you got it on pen or paper, like it's a little bit, you know, better or whatever. But no, that's a good one too. Yeah. Is your approvals, just making sure they're right. But yeah, that's why I'm really big on the education part of it. I want to make sure that I'm going down this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm not going to do, you know, and then, you know, if you're good with that, I'll schedule you, you know, yeah. I tell people, I don't, you know, cause sometimes people will be like, well, what about the engine bay? Don't do it. I don't have proper runoff for it. I'm not risking an OSHA fine for, you know, grease and oil and everything all over the place or whatever, you know, or spraying something that doesn't need to get wet, you know, and then you mess up their engine or whatever kind of thing.
Yeah, it'd be all right. It'd be fine.
Yeah. I'm doing it. Dude, I'm not taking seats out either, you know?
Oh, no.
I'm not taking seats out.
Seat belts. I don't take seats out. I don't do seat belts. And there's liabilities for all that. Yeah, and that's
too much liability. And the detailers that are doing them probably don't have insurance anyway. So,
exactly. I mean, that's, you're running the risk. You're shooting the dice. I mean, no thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Before we jump into our next commercial break, man, I want to talk to you about your little cowboy hat deal you got
going on,
man. So like I seen you wearing it the first time. I thought it was just kind of funny because it's just a standard you know, kind of flex fit, or not a flex fit, but New Era style cap or whatever, and it's just embroidered cowboy hat on it. I thought it was just, you know, kind of a little tongue-in-cheeky or whatever. But then I noticed the other day, like, you had a whole sleeve of them and you got your own little coupon code and
all that
type of stuff. So, you know, welcome to the influencer side of detailing. And
that's what I want to do is that, you know, is one of my long-term goals is to be a brand ambassador or be a brand rep for one of these brands that are out there. And this is like a start for me to do that. It's nothing crazy. It's just an apparel company, Cowboy Revolution Apparel.
How did it come about? I mean, you just followed them where they're where
I was on. Stuff, yeah. Or? No, actually, I just followed them on Instagram. And a couple weeks ago, I was scrolling through my emails and it said something about becoming a brand ambassador. Do you want to become a brand ambassador? And of course, my long-term goals with the detailing industry is to do that, is to become a brand rep or a brand ambassador for one of these companies. And so I'm like, okay, cool. Let's see what this is about. And I mean, it's very minimal work. I mean, you post you have to post like twice a month. Yeah. You get a discount for buying their apparel, which is a really good discount. And you just promote their stuff. I mean, it's really, there's not a lot to it. So I started looking at their stuff and I'm like, this shit is really cool. Like it is really good stuff. So I got the cowboy hat, and that's what Oscar, he's been telling me he's going to buy one and using my coupon code. And I check every day and he has it. So maybe this will.
All right, Oscar. I know you listen. Come on. Don't let Jerry down. Don't let him down. Let's go.
No, it was just something, like I said, and I'll make a couple bucks on it. And you know, it's just something fun to do. It's nothing crazy, but like I said, it starts that process now for my long-term goals. So if it is something that I want to do, and one thing I'm going to start doing is I'm going to make these little business cards with my coupon code on it, and put it in my details. So that way, you know, it's out there and then, you know, it's so, but yeah, no, it's just something fun to do right now. It's something kind of cool to do.
That's awesome, man. I need to start checking off all those Instagram things that I keep getting for like sunglasses, be a brand ambassador for sunglasses and all that stuff. I'm always like, delete, scam.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'll make a pretty good little percentage on somebody makes an order, and it's like, I don't have to ship it. I don't have to stock it, nothing. I mean, it doesn't even come through me. You just use my coupon code and I get credit for it. So it's like, why not? You know what I mean?
Nice. Well, listen, let's do our last commercial break. We'll come back. We'll wrap this up with some new questions. And bada bing, bada boom. We'll be right back.
Sweet, man.
Bon is a leading provider of tent, paint protection film, and ceramic coatings. Experience the transformation as you cool down your vehicle and elevate its curb appeal with Audubon's window tent. Ditch rock chips and scratches by fortifying your paint with Audubon's cutting-edge paint protection film. And for an additional safeguard, add a ceramic coating. Backed by an unwavering lifetime warranty, Audubon's products form automotive armor with no limits. Visit AudubonFilms.com to delve deeper into the realm of automotive care and protection. All right. Okay. So this is the question portion. So you, I believe, got to answer the old questions last time when we had you on for SDC. So now it's the new questions. I don't know. I think Jonathan was the first one. So I don't know if you've listened to Jonathan's episode yet to hear the new questions.
I did, but I don't remember them. So this will be good.
All right. So the first question is the Groundhog Day question. So have you ever seen the movie Groundhog Day, where Bill Murray lives Groundhog Day over and over and over and over again? And after he gets past the point of killing himself every day and still waking up the next day, which is really just Groundhog Day over again, he actually starts like doing good things, or he starts, you know, because he sees everybody doing the same thing every day, right? So he starts learning how to play the piano, he starts doing this, he starts doing that.
Yeah.
So if you were stuck in Groundhog Day, if you had to live the same day over and over and over again, after you got past the point of trying to kill yourself and realizing that you're just going to wake up again at the same morning, what would be the thing that you would do or learn or try to be better at? Because even though you're only doing it for that one day, you still wake up and still retain that knowledge from when you did it. So even though you're basically waking up and starting that day over again, you still have that knowledge.
Yeah. So to answer that question, it'd be a little different. Like, so I would probably try to make a difference in somebody's life each day that I could. Like, that's been done for me through the mafia, like the mafia guys that, like I mentioned, Oscar, Daniel Gill, Chris Williams, Woolman, Jessica, those kind of people. I would want to make a positive impact on somebody's life, somebody new, each and every day that I could. That would be probably something that I would want to strive to do every day. Just make a difference in somebody's life that similar to the impact that they've made on mine.
Damn. We got some goody two shoes for these first ones. Cause Jonathan said he'd like to go to like Walmart or something like that and give people money, you know, to help them throughout their day, help them out. You're turning around saying you'd like to help people make, you know, I'm waiting for somebody. It's like, you know, I'm gonna learn how to play the guitar, you know, and I'm gonna get really good, you know, or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hey, at least that's a good way to start off these questions. We got two goody goods.
Yeah. So if I can make a positive impact on somebody's life, day in and day out, that would be a success for me.
Nice. So the second question is the Back to the Future question. So you've got full access to the DeLorean. Mm-hmm. You can go anywhere in time, forwards, backwards.
Yeah.
Where are you going? What you want to do? What do you want to see?
Yeah. Listening to Jonathan's, mine's the same. My mom passed away when I was 17. Yeah. So I'd go back in time to you know, kind of spend one more day with her. You know, I mean, I don't get to, you know, my kids, I never got to meet her, but we talk about her a lot. And yeah. So, I mean, it was pretty hard when I was a kid. I had to grow up pretty quick. So
I can imagine.
Yeah. So I would go back and spend another day with her.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. All right. And then the last one is your death row last meal.
Oh, I got this. I got this. Yeah. Oh, so my favorite restaurant is a chicken wing place right down the spot. It would be Cluckers here in New Albany. That would be it. It's a side of either boneless or bone-in wings, extra wet. There's nothing better. That's it.
Awesome, man. All right. Well, that's all I got, man. Jerry, man, I appreciate you for jumping on this. This is this has been a crazy kind of week for me.
Yeah.
I Michelle and I, Michigan on Valentine's Day, and Haley had cheer anyway. So, you know, I was like, I'll still do a topic. And everybody that I tried to reach out to was like, bro, you trying to get me killed? Like, I got a wife, I got a girlfriend I got to do. So, yeah. Screw it, you know? And I was like,
yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll try and get somebody for a Q&A and, you know, at least be able to put something out for Sunday. And then with everything that kind of, you know, went on today with Bane and everything, I was kind of ready to just throw the whole week in the bucket and, you know, and not even worry about it. But I'm glad you stepped up, man. I kind of needed this to kind of, you know, get my mind off of things. And, you know, I hate going a week without, you know, putting something out, you know. So thank you again, man, for doing this. I really do appreciate it. If anybody wants to maybe reach out to you, get to know you a little bit more, just kind of, you know, get some information, you know, if they want some information on the mafia, but maybe, you know, they're not looking to, you know, reach out to Chris or anything like that, I'll let you give all your ats and dude, if you want to plug Cowboy Hat and give your code, go ahead and do that as well.
Yeah, so I'm on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, MR Detail Works. People think it's Mr. Detail Works. It's really MR for Maddie Reese. But you know, it could be Mr. if you want to call me Mr. whatever. So MR Detail Works. My email is jgrant.
WORX, right?
Yeah. WORX. You know, I'm on my personal Facebook page. I post the Cowboy Revolution stuff on there. My coupon code is Jerry Grant. So anybody who wants to buy a cool cowboy hat like that and get a cowboy hat, you just go there and use coupon code Jerry Grant. It'll save you 15%. So I'm on all social media platforms and my phone number, anybody wants to reach out to me, if you want to talk more about detailing success and you don't feel comfortable enough reaching out to Woolman or Rennie or anybody like that yet, you can reach out to me and I can give you a little more information about it. My phone number is 502-741-9570. If you want to shoot me a text, whatever. I'd love to talk to you guys.
Awesome. All right, Jerry. Thanks again, buddy. You go spend some time with the wife and kids. I'm going to start getting this ready to go. I got to go finish packing a little bit more for the trip tomorrow. So,
yeah, have fun with that.
Yeah.
Have fun, dude.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be late ones. I think their Saturday compete time is like 8:20 or something like that, and then Sunday's like 7:45, but awards aren't until like 10 o'clock at night.
Yikes.
And then our flight Monday morning is 6:30 a.m. so it means you gotta get up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to get to the airport in Atlanta. And yeah, it's gonna be,
well, Monday's President's Day,
so that's the thing. I mean, I don't have anything scheduled, and Haley doesn't have school, so you know, with our flight being 6:30, it's only an hour from Atlanta to Orlando. So we'll be home and probably back in bed by 9 o'clock. So we'll be back to sleep. So
nice.
All right, buddy. You take care, man. I appreciate it. Talk to you
soon. All right, brother. We'll see you. Thanks, man.
Bye. All right, everybody. That was Jerry. You know, Jerry's awesome. I met him first time, I think, was at SDC. We had a blast, had him on the show. Didn't get to talk to him this time about Randy Macho Man Savage. He's a huge fan of the Macho Man. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got. Please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell anywhere that you're listening to us. Please go support our sponsors, all that fun stuff. It's been one of those weeks for me. So thank you for listening. Whenever you do, day, night, week, month, we appreciate it. I appreciate it. I don't know. I keep saying we because podcast is all of us. But I do appreciate it. So you guys take care. Have a great day.